Hello, everyone. So I want to talk to you about body positivity, specifically geared towards competitors or those of you who have been very lean and maybe gained some body fat back, because we know it's not necessarily healthy or sustainable to stay stage lean year round. And that probably doesn't make you feel too good about yourself. I know, because I've been there. You start to gain the body fat back, your veins go away, striations fade, and you people don't come up to you in the gym anymore and tell you how good you look, ask if you're competing, or maybe they don't even notice that you work out. Maybe you have to go up a few sizes in your clothes. Clothes feel tight, and that makes you feel bad, like you failed or like you let yourself go. And you want to just be that smaller version. Again, you want to be shredded. And I talk about this a lot in my program as well, to help women with confidence and everything. And, you know, one of the things I do say and preach is you need to focus on your strengths and focus on things that you love about yourself, not physical necessarily. But sometimes you're so caught up in the negative thinking, you've been just down on yourself for years, right? And it's better to just focus elsewhere entirely. So actually don't try to love yourself. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but don't try to love things about yourself. Just focus on, I just made a post about this, and this is quite literally going to repeat, there are a million other things that you could be thinking about or using your brain power for, other than dwelling on things about your body you don't like, or trying to force yourself to like things that you previously didn't like or you felt weren't good enough. So, you know, make a list of your accomplishments. Focus on that. Focus on work, school, your family, relationships. Focus, get a new hobby. Do something other than hyper-focus on your body. Force yourself out of your comfort zone. Wear shorts to the gym. Yeah, it's going to suck the first couple times because they might feel tighter, they might jiggle, they might chafe, you can't see veins anymore. Maybe you don't have as good of a pump anymore. But who cares? You're in the gym, you're doing the work. And again, it might be bodybuilding, but it's really, when it comes down to it, like your life. You're living your life. You're trying to enhance your life. And if you just live off of that external validation based on appearance, then you're never going to be satisfied. And you are going to constantly get down on yourself, which just adds more negativity and anxiety and guilt into your life. And that leads over into binge eating, usually. You say, I feel fat. I don't look the way I used to. Or you look at old pictures and you're like, oh, shit. Can't believe I let myself go this far. And then you say, fuck it. And then you just eat everything in sight. But that makes you feel even worse about yourself. So I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't try to love yourself, but at the same time, maybe just not focus on yourself altogether as far as your physical being. So I hope that is just a different way of thinking will spark something in you. If nothing else has worked, and go back into my old podcasts and sift through them. There are ones on body positivity. There are ones on, competing and tactics and everything like that. But, you know, I combine it in my program. Reach out to me if you do want to learn more about that. If you struggle with this, if you hate how you look in the mirror, whether or not you want to lose body fat or you're happy where you are, healthy where you are, doesn't matter. So that being said, I hope this helped, and I will talk to you guys on the next podcast.